You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. It's March 3rd, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, we're going to look at Luke chapter 6, verse 37. And verse 37 reads, "Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven." Is this truly a misunderstood verse, or is it an all too easily abused verse? Let's start with the first section, "Judge not, lest ye be judged." The sinner's cry for rejection of correction. Who are you to judge me? Judge not, lest you be judged. Pull the plank out of your own eye before you worry about the speck in my eye. This verse most certainly does not mean we are not to judge others' lifestyles, their sins, or their Christian walks, or else it would be in conflict with so many other sections of Scripture. We are not to judge motives, assassinate character. This whole section of Scripture is about loving others, treating them the way we want to be treated. If your wife or husband, for example, is rude or curse with you, judge not that they hate you and never appreciate you. That would be unfair, and it's not the way you would want to be treated. The Believer's Bible Commentary says, "First of all, we must not judge people's motives. We cannot read the heart and so cannot know why a person acts as he does. There are certain areas, however, in which Christians must judge. We must often judge whether other people are true Christians. Otherwise, we could never recognize an unequal yoke," 2 Corinthians 6:14. "Sin must be judged in the home and in the assembly. In short, we must judge between good and evil, but we must not impugn motives or assassinate character. In the same way, we must not condemn. Condemning speaks to the idea of sentencing, and since we are not the judge, we cannot sentence. This again does not mean we're not to warn. This is the distinction between telling someone that what they're doing is sinful and could lead them off the narrow path, and telling them that they're going to hell. Oh, you're greedy and idolatrous of money? Well, you're going to hell. No, rather we should say, listen, we're not to make money an idol. We're to give freely and look to bless people with what God has given us. Don't condemn, instruct. Then lastly, forgive others and we will be forgiven. We're all screwed up and sin-ridden individuals. We cannot hold grudges and write people off because of past offenses or harbor resentment and bitterness. That is how the unsaved world looks. That's what they do. We have to look different. We have to look like our Father in heaven. And I believe the whole "I'll forgive but not forget" mentality is as well sinful. If you don't forget and continue to hold on to those wrongs, then you haven't truly forgiven. Forgiveness does more for your own soul than it does for the one whom you forgive. It frees you from the weight of anger and bitterness. You cannot walk in love if your heart is full of unforgiveness. And our psalm today comes from Psalms 16, verse 11. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. And our proverb comes from Proverbs 3, verse 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with your first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine. And I'll end praying for you from Psalms 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.